We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I am Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Good to have you. Thanks for spending some time with us here on this Tuesday. Oh, what a Tuesday it is. Weather's getting nicer. Summer's coming up. Saturday was my favorite day of all time. It was summer, yet it was cold. I was so pumped.
Oh, God, it sucked.
I went out there
golfing, wearing like three shirts. No. And then Sunday, Father's Day.
I saw a wedding party I felt bad for because I'm sure they thought it was going to be hot.
Sunday was so cold out. It was like, why? Can't use the pool. Can't do anything. Bad. Finally, 80-degree temperatures next week. Can't wait.
Sunday was so cold. How cold was it? It was even more frigid than the relationship between Chuck and his ex-wives.
Oh. Got that right, player. Nothing could get that cold.
Little Don Rickles comedy for you here on The Fan.
That's a good comparison.
You know, we talk about the Brewers, and they lose last night 2-0, right?
Yeah.
They lose. We talked to Adam McKelvey earlier. If you missed that, you can catch that on the podcast. Should be posted momentarily at 1057fmthefan.com. And on the radio.com app, by the way, there is a free app where you can listen to us for free at any time for no cost, and it is free. You can check that out, radio.com. Make sure you favorite our station, too, because you'll get breaking news stuff and when certain people come on the show or when things are going on, you'll know about it. And then you can get all the podcasts again. It costs you free 99, no dollars, no cents. So do that. But when we're talking to Adam McKelvey, we went through a litany, really, of things that are wrong with the Brewers or things that could be better. The starting pitching, the bullpen, Travis Shaw, Jesus Aguilar, even Lorenzo Cain getting some criticism. And sometimes when we say this, it seems like we're making mountains out of a molehill because the response that you can say legitimately to shut us up is they're in first place. And I think there's a lot of people that are in that camp where it doesn't matter what's going on, as long as they're in first place, then we're fine. I think when I look at all this stuff, at least personally, I'm looking at a team that, okay, they got to this point, they're good enough to be in first place right now. Are they good enough to sustain that? And I do think the answer to that is no. I think that if they go on this same trajectory, and if the Cubs do the same, and even the Cardinals, the Brewers will not win the division or maybe even make the playoffs. So, yeah, they got through a hard schedule and, you know, West Coast trips. It just seems like there's so many people that are willing to make excuses for the Brewers. And I think we got to get past that. I think that, you know, this enjoy the ride kind of stuff is fun, but I want to see my team make it to a championship round, much less win that championship round. And as we talked to Adam, again, he said, is this starting pitching good enough to win a World Series? And the answer is no. And I don't see really how they improve that unless they trade some of their big assets, which I also don't want them to do, at least when it comes to Hira.
I think every team has got to make changes, or they do, once they get to the trading deadline. Look how much the Brewers just changed from the beginning of the season to the end of the season last year. I mean, even from June until August. I mean, look who's in rotation. Look who is playing, playing regularly. All right. I mean, Thames wasn't even on the postseason roster. Okay. Aguilar was playing every day, righties, lefties, that didn't matter. Gonzalez was getting starts. Brandon Woodruff was getting starts. You were doing different strategies, pitching a pitcher for a third of an inning and then getting him out of here and then going bullpen by committee the rest of the day. There might come a time when they have to do that again. And Moustakas is on this team. So they're going to make some – you have to think they're going to make changes. Now, what will they do? How long will they stick with Aguilar and Thames at first base? You know, that duel, or Shaw or anybody else. Are they going to be in the market now? If their idea of getting a reliever is getting the guy from the Giants,
Will Smith,
that's not enough. And giving up a top prospect for Will Smith isn't good enough.
This is what they've done the last 10 years.
Yeah, but Will Smith is supposed to be one of the best relievers out there. They can't do any better
than
that. But
they make one of these reliever trades like because they feel like they're supposed
Soria, to. And Soria helped them out last year.
Soria, I always bring up Scott Linebrink.
But that was 2007.
Still, it's that kind of trade that they do, where it's like, might as well do something.
Well, Soria was a good move. I mean, you need arms in the bullpen. And I just feel like they probably, I mean, you can go out and get yourself a top-of-the-line starter. The CC move was the best move possible ever, and that was 2007. That was just awesome. Or 2008. That was a great move. Is there a move out there like that again, where a top-of-the-rotation guy they can go out and get? Their name is going to be in the hat for a lot of guys, I think. Just a matter of, you know, here in the next couple of weeks how this unfolds out.
Should I read some tweets? I don't know if you're going to enjoy them.
Yeah.
MJR tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan. Please tell Chuck the Brewers did not go all in last year.
Why not?
He says every prospect they traded at the deadline needed to be added to the 40-man.
Okay, when I say all in, when I say all in, they went and signed Lorenzo Cain. They traded their top prospect to help get Christian Yelich. They made a lot of moves. You know, they were a game out a year before, but they saw they could improve, and they got better. You know, they spent $80 million on Lorenzo Cain. That's not being all in.
Here's one you like. This is from Alex. Chuck is on drugs. Hira for Greinke? No way. Only guy I'm trading Hira for is Jake DeGrom from the Mets.
So he'll get DeGrom, but no, Greinke's not good enough. Guy who's only had an ERA under 3 in the last, 5 or 6 years? Okay.
Well, I'd put DeGrom ahead of Greinke. I'd put Scherzer ahead of Greinke.
Okay.
What's Greinke's numbers this year? He's not lighting the world on fire.
Look at his ERA. His ERA's got to be under 3 again. Every time I see him, he's pitching well. Greinke, let's find out what his ERA is. His ERA, 8-2, 2.65. That's damn good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'll take him. He's lighting the world on fire to my book. So, I'll take Greinke for Kira or Hira. So, does this guy even know where Zach Greinke is even playing these days? Probably not. What do you got? What else do you got?
From now on, if you guys tweet in and question Chuck, you have to imagine Chuck's response to you.
I'm going to insult you along the way. It's dumb.
Yeah. And then also tweet what you think. Because
if you're going to say I'm on drugs.
Because I feel like I'm like arguing on behalf of these guys. I don't know what they're going to say.
Well, if you're going to say I'm on drugs, come back with me something better than, come on. Greinke is an all-star pitcher. What are you thinking?
Keston here is untouchable. No way, no how. You cannot give up on him. Well, and this is where I'm at. This is why I can't say I'm 100% all in, because just like last year, although last year I believe I said I'd give up everybody but Hira or Burns. And so while I still don't want to give up Burns, you know, he's had some issues up here in this role. I feel like Keston Hira is going to be amazing.
Okay. But, you know.
But if it guarantees me a World Series, I'll trade Keston Hira.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not going to guarantee. I mean, there's no guarantees. But
one of the reasons I don't want to trade Keston here is because I think he should be playing.
But you know
right
what?
Now,
let's face it. If
you brought Travis Shaw up to platoon,
if you traded Hira for DeGrom or Greinke or Scherzer, let's say, I mean, not going to happen. But if you could do that, of course, it gives you a better chance of winning a World Series this year.
Keston, we got to send you back down. Travis Shaw is going to come up. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. He's going to play every day. He's not going to play against lefties.
We're going to use Hernán Pérez.
We're going to play Hernán Pérez. Oh, why can't I use someone of the first baseman down? Because neither of them are good enough to play against righties and lefties, too. So we got a platoon there, too. So we've got to make the best of two bad situations while we have maybe one of the better hitters in our organization, including the major league level. We've got to send you back down to San Antonio, but keep doing what you're doing. There's nothing you could have done. We're going to take these veterans that we can't lose and let you rot away in San Antonio.
Council, in his pregame press conference yesterday, he was asked, boy, you're not playing Travis Shaw against lefties lately. He can't be very happy. And he goes, it makes Hernan Perez happy. Snap right back to Hernan Perez is quite happy about it. Are we happy about it?
No.
Hernan Perez is, but he's hitting. The numbers show that he hits lefties, so I guess we should be okay with it.
Is KJ happy about it?
Bagalulu. Shagaru.
Ah, KJ.
Aloha, Freem.
KJ.
Aloha, Ledge.
KJ, they call you the ratings magnet.
The ratings magnet.
Yeah.
Is that, should I say mahalo?
Yeah, radios, people rush to their radios when you're on.
Certainly not us, guys.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I feel like the Brewers lost their window of opportunity to get a frontline pitcher. The cost is going to be way too high. They waited too long. I mean, when you're a so-called small market team like the Brewers are named to be, you've got to strike early and often, you know, for pitching especially. You know, they could have got a couple of guys. The Mariners have had a fire sale of guys that they're just giving away. They could have got James Paxton from the Mariners, big left-hander. They call him the Big Maple. He went to the Yankees, pitching for them now. There's another guy there still, a left-hander. He's 22 years old, Marco Gonzalez. He's a starting pitcher, not bad. He's been in the league a couple years. He's got a two-year contract. Making under $2 million. There's guys out there, but they're not going to get any, you know, Greinke's or they got to give up too much for those guys now. I mean, the guys that are the LAs, the Yankees, you know, the big market teams are going to scarf those guys up. And, you know, the Brewers aren't going to give up. And, you know, it's too late to think about giving up a Corey Ray or whatever. You got to give up, Keston Hira, and you don't want to do that now. So, I mean, I just feel like they missed their window of opportunity to get anybody that's going to be a decent starting pitcher. So, I mean, they've got to maybe get somebody for the bullpen to come in. They definitely need a left-hander. I'm sick and tired of seeing Claudio come in every game.
Oh, you and I both. And
just
sink
up the joint. So, I mean, they got to get somebody in there in that role to fill in for that guy.
Yeah,
and work from there.
Saturday was a close game with Claudio on Saturday. It was 7-6.
Check out.
KJ was 7-6 the other day, and they brought Claudio in the eighth inning. I'm like, why are they bringing him in? Of course, he gives up a run, and then it's 8-6, and then Yelich is a home run in the ninth inning. But Claudio, I don't understand it.
Hey, they're a first place team, man. I mean, who are we to question what they're doing? I said, this pitching is not sustainable. And Phil responds, wasn't sustainable last year either, was it? Oh, wait. So I'm thinking that he thinks it was. No, the Brewers, I mean, do I remember this incorrectly, that the Brewers sort of were plugging and playing a lot down the stretch? They were doing bullpen days, that Dan Jennings was starting games. I mean,
oh yeah,
the Brewers ran out of gas, and I think that they're, I'm not enjoy the ride guy anymore. I don't enjoy the ride. This is torture.
Well, what part is torture? I mean, it's all
the ride sucks because I know I'm going to crash at the end.
You don't think they can win a World Series?
No, well, not like this.
Well, I mean, Dodgers are the team that's obviously the pick of the litter in the National League this year. But still, they can go to the postseason. I think they're going to make some moves. You know, we got well over a month left until the trading deadline.
Well, teams, I mean, you saw the Yankees trade over the weekend, so teams are going to be willing to go ahead now and do stuff.
And the Brewers got CeCe, you know, back. They did that right around the All-Star break last year. Or not last year, 2008. So, yeah, teams are willing to make that a little earlier and not make it right at the end of July. Teams, you can get these guys a little earlier than that and Of course. Yeah, teams would love to unload some of these guys, but they're going to, you know, these teams that are failing are going to wait to the last possible second to get the best available prospects.
25 years ago to the day yesterday was when O.J. Simpson got in the backseat of a white Ford Bronco and was being chased down the street to Los Angeles. 25 years later, he is on Twitter, atoning for all his sins,
mm-hmm.
getting even, settling scores. Is this something that people want to talk about?
In what way? I think OJ is like so 1995, isn't he? I mean,
OJ killing people OJ, is so last century.
I think OJ
allegedly.
I think OJ's got to just be happy he's out of prison and not dig up any old bones. How about that?
He's digging them.
Yeah, he's got to just keep just play on, man.
He's got a score to settle. He's just getting even with people.
Just play on, man.
I do want to visit that here in a moment. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The score I've got to settle is I'm going to scold you very harshly if you don't go over to Perkins. At least today, check it out, because kids eat free. Kids eat free at Perkins Tuesdays and Saturdays. It costs you $0 and 0 cents to get a meal for your children when you get a meal. You get the meal, you get the entree, you eat whatever you want, whether it's off the breakfast menu or lunch or some of these sandwiches. You eat your meal, and then the kids that you bring with you, you'll get a free kids meal for each meal that you or your wife, husband, whoever order. They'll get a free meal. Kids eat free after 4 o'clock. That's Tuesdays and Saturdays at every Perkins throughout the greater Milwaukee area. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins here on The Fan. We'll talk some more about the Milwaukee Bucks and the trade they may have to make to appease ownership. Plus, O.J. Simpson returns. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvath along for the ride. You'll be able to catch Horvy and Billy Schmidt, Q Club of Wisconsin, in Waukesha, on Waukesha's Great North Side, right? Just take Highway T.
The old Highway T out there, you got it, player. Which is Grandview Boulevard.
How do I get there coming from the west?
Coming from the west? Well, same thing. If you're coming from the west, get off on Highway T and go south on Highway T. About a half mile in, you'll see the sign on the right-hand side, Q Club of Wisconsin. Go into the driveway there, and you'll see Horvy and Schmitty's smiling faces doing the show for 5 hours.
Making Google Maps extinct one segment at a time, Chuck Freeman.
You got a player.
Who needs Google Maps when you can have Freem's knowledge?
I love the north side of Waukesha.
I'll just take it right like by that big tree there, take it left.
Yeah, it's easy.
The old oak.
Yeah.
I see Freem's as like the Chevy Chase in Vacation, where he doesn't use the GPS or the maps or Google Maps, anything like that. He's got the big old map out.
The big road atlas?
Yeah.
McNally's?
Remember those things?
I got three of them in my car for my road trip to Eau Claire this week.
It's so annoying growing up because my dad's a know-it-all, especially when it comes to directions and driving automobiles. So he would always be like, oh, I don't need the map. I'd be like, mm-hmm. Use the map. And we'd end up like, you know, 3 hours from where we were
heading. God, Babs. Then he'd pull over to the side of the road and see, do I got to make a left? No, you got to make a road left, Highway 11. And there'd be fights in the car. And then the wife would be saying, oh, I told you should be my bad.
I knew I should have married Daryl. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Daryl. Daryl, the one that got away.
Yeah.
Daryl. Couple of tweets coming in here. We were talking about trading for a pitcher. And in any way, I think the Brewers, I want them to go all in. I want them to go all in. I want them to sacrifice the future and not have sustained success because I want them to go all in. I want to win a World Series. That's what I want. Caveat being, I do not want to give up Keston Hira in any way, shape, or form. So a little bit out of talking both sides of my mouth, because I will do everything, and I can't truly say I'm all in until I'm willing to go all in.
Mm-hmm.
I just think if you're going to go all in, part of going all in is having Keston Hira play at the big league level. Some of these other guys should maybe get a trip back down to San Antonio or not be on this roster, and then you take the rest of what you have in the minors and mortgage that for a starting pitcher to come in here, whether it's a Trevor Bauer or whoever's going to be available. If you can find a way to make a trade without giving up Keston Hira, that would be fine. couple of tweets have come in. Chuck, again, not pleased about your Zach Greinke claim that you would trade Hira for Greinke.
I hear somebody call up and say, what's wrong with Zach Greinke?
So me reading these tweets right now does not have the same effect to you as someone calling.
Well, no, because
I'm going to read some pretty harshly worded tweets.
Yes, okay.
So you'd rather hear someone's voice say it?
Yes.
I will call into the station as these people.
Yes, yeah, because Twitter, I don't...
It's the same thing.
Most of these faceless guys at Twitter...
They're not faceless.
Okay, all right. Let's hear them, okay.
Would it be better if Horvat read them?
No, go ahead.
Would it be better if somebody called in?
What you're going to say is not one person agrees on getting Zach Greinke? Are you kidding me?
Alex says, are you seriously okay with giving Zach Greinke $1 million every time he makes a start and giving up one of the top prospects in all of baseball?
You want top-of-the-line pitching on this team, don't you? Pete, y'all crying for top-of-the-line pitching. Well, what do you want? That's just the going rate for, if you want a top-of-the-line starter, that's what you have to pay for. I mean, what are you looking for then?
My boy Badger Noonan tweets in. He says, mm-hmm. See, wanting to trade Keston Hira, now this is a big claim here. Wanting to trade Keston Hira for Zach Greinke is why sports radio has the reputation that it does.
Yeah.
Greinke is 35 and in the middle of a silly expensive contract. Hira appears to be excellent at a position of need, right-handed, and under team control for 6 years.
Okay. Well, when you want starting pitching, you're going to have to give something up for it. If you want a top-of-the-line starting pitcher, you're going to have to give up one of your top prospects.
And I will give up anything.
You're going to have to give up something.
Except for Keston Hira.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, you're going to have to give up prospects, big prospects. Happens. It happened with the Cubs. Cubs didn't want to give away all those prospects to get Quintana. If it costs that much to get Quintana, what do you think it's going to cost to get Zach Greinke, who's an all-star pitcher? I mean, we're not talking about a guy who's floundering away here. He's an all-star pitcher. And let's not forget what he did here in Milwaukee. Pretty damn good at Miller Park. Okay, go ahead.
Is this Imig? Paul Imig wants to yell at you. Is this Paulie Walnuts?
Hi, Bart.
Hey, bud.
Hey, it is.
Hey, Bart.
What?
Go ahead.
Hey, Chuck, you wouldn't really do that trade, right? You wouldn't. I mean, I know you kind of committed to it earlier, but you, like, if you were David Stearns, and then, you know, the GM of the Diamondbacks is listening to the show,
mm-hmm.
and he called and he said, "Hey, right now, Hira for Greinke." You wouldn't really do that, right?
Oh, so, should I take it back? Okay, I take it back.
Well, you don't have to.
No, I'll take it back. I take it back. No, I'll take it back. I'll take it back.
Okay.
Okay.
It's okay to take it back.
Okay. We done? I'll take it back.
Sure.
Don't want Zach Greinke. No, I'll take it back. We don't want Zach Greinke. We don't want to win. Okay. We'll go with Keston Hira. Guy, we've seen 2 weeks of Hira, and everybody is talking about this guy like he's... Oh, God. The next Red Shandinch. How about that?
Sure. He's the number 9 prospect in baseball. You want to give up? I mean, let's say Hira never came up. You would still give up the number 9 prospect in baseball for a guy on a $30 million contract per year?
No, we're not going to do it.
You talked him out of it.
Talk me out of it.
Okay, great.
How come every day we talk for 4 hours
if you don't
and
win.
I never change your mind
you don't
about
win.
Anything?
You don't want to win.
Emmett calls
okay,
in.
Forget it. If you don't want, nobody wants to. You don't want Greinke. Enough people have told me already they don't want Greinke on this team. Okay, all right.
You don't want to.
Anyway, we'll run Chassin out there in Game 7 of the playoffs again. We'll see how that works.
Paul?
How about Greinke for Travis Shaw? I'll pull the trigger on that one all day.
Greinke for Travis Shaw. Oh, that's okay. Why don't you throw in Aaron Perez while you're
I would trade Travis Shaw for Keston Hira right now. If you get my drift.
Yeah, that's an easy trade. Mm-hmm. San Antonio for Milwaukee straight up.
Are you with me, Paul? Because I'm all in except for Hira. So is there anyone you'd trade Hira for?
Jake DeGrom. End of list.
Scherzer?
Scherzer's a free agent after the season, isn't he?
No, I think he's locked up in some ridiculous contract.
If it's a long-term thing, I'd have to look at that more, but yep. It has to be like...
So DeGrom you'd give up for, but you wouldn't do it for the great Zach Greinke, future Hall of Famer.
I mean, they're like... I think what Jake DeGrom is, Chuck, is like what Zach Greinke was 8 years ago when the Brewers got him. It's like, I think they have like 8 years difference in their ages. Like, I love Zach Greinke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge Zach Greinke fan, but isn't he like 35
years old? Yeah. Yeah. ERA under three.
He's throwing like...
I mean, I love DeGrom. I love DeGrom, too. I love DeGrom, too. Although, you know, Greinke's having a great year, too. They're both having real good years. I mean, DeGrom's numbers don't show it, but... Yeah, I mean, I'd take either one. Yeah. Give me Greinke.
Yeah.
So you changed your mind or you didn't?
Well, I mean, if Paul thinks I'm that much of an idiot and all these people don't want Zach Greinke, then I guess we don't want to win. Let's continue to throw Yelich Chacin out there. Let's throw Chacin out in game 7 and roll the dice, and hopefully the offense comes to play.
Yeah, Paul didn't say idiot, Chuck. Paul just wanted to respectfully give you...
Okay. You asked for people to disagree with you and call in. This is what you wanted. Thanks, buddy.
I was just trying to appease the request. All right, bye, guys. Have a good day.
See ya. Isn't that what you wanted?
Yeah. But I mean, okay. But if I'm that wrong on wanting Greinke for Kira, for Keston Hira, oh, wow. I must be really off my rocker. So enough of you don't want Greinke on this. I get it. Enough of you don't want Greinke. So then forget it.
Alex Hartford, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? The whole Zach Greinke thing, I don't think you would have to give up here to get him. I mean, if you eat enough of that money from the Diamondbacks, I think you could get him for a guy like Corey Ray or Zach Brown. I mean, it's going to be up to the team that wants to eat the money. That's who they're going to trade him to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you get Corey Ray, that's great. But I think they're probably looking for, since he's under contract, I think a couple of... I think you have to give away maybe your top prospect.
No team is going to do that though with that contract.
Well, we'll see. We don't know that.
Had to give up for Stanton.
We'll see how desperate they are for pitching. If a team needs a top of the line starting pitcher, you may have to do that.
I mean, is Zach Greinke and his 88-mile-an-hour fastball a top of the line starting pitcher? I know his stats are good, but I think teams are going to figure that out.
Oh, okay. Well, he's been fooling a lot of people apparently for 15 years. So, I guess Zach Greinke.
You're not getting 2013 Zach Greinke, I think is what people are saying.
Oh, okay, sure.
He's Zach Greinke's very good.
He's 8-2. He's got an ERA under 3.
Okay, I'm not giving
every
up
time
Keston
I
Hira
see
for him.
When I've seen him pitch, he's damn good. Okay, so I would definitely take Greinke. I mean, I'm surprised so many people are against him. Is it his personality? Is it because he's a little socially awkward? Is that what it is?
No, that's nothing to do with it. I think it's because Hira, you can have, like Badger Noonan said, a player at a position of need for 6 years who is excellent.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to win. I'm just saying, for guys, people want to win now. You want a top-of-the-line starting pitcher. That's one right there. Max Scherzer is another one. All right, those are the two guys you would think are available.
Do you want to talk to Paul in Tulsa?
Sure.
799-1250. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. It's Badger Noonan, Tay Bart.
Oh, hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Have you called in ever?
Nope, first time.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, well, we got to play you the thing. It feels like the first time. Feels like the very Chuck, this is exactly what you want, because I just read Badger Noonan's tweet. This is him. Okay. This is a guy who typically will tweet, right? Did I have that right? And he's been so motivated by this that he is calling in.
I like it.
Per your request.
I like it. Okay.
Take it away.
Okay.
Okay. So I think, first of all, it's important to understand that the Brewers look at their starting pitching a lot different than everybody else, and adding a top-flight starter isn't going to be that value for them in the first place. A bullpen arm is going to be a lot more valuable because their organizational philosophy is to pull people on the third time through the order as soon as they get in trouble. So you can add Greinke, but he's going to undergo a lot of the same treatment that all the other ones are. He's been on the team before, and he's also not great third time through the order. And he's okay. He's fine. But he's also old, likely to decline. Hira is very much likely to be better than Greinke in terms of wins for the rest of the year. I mean, if you want to complain, complain about him not being up and them not being able to make roster decisions about letting go.
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. I'm saying if people want a starting pitcher, if you want a top-of-the-line starting pitcher, you're going to have to give up major for a top-of-the-line starting pitcher.
Yeah, I'm weird because I don't want a top-of-the-line starting pitcher.
Well, Bart does. I do. Bart, that would be more for Bart then, because Bart is more in on having a starting pitcher.
Well, we were talking a little last night on Twitter, because I want a guy that will go six innings. I want a guy to go seven. I think that stabilizes the bullpen.
If I had a choice,
I want a top guy.
If I had a choice,
but
between,
I don't want to trade Hero.
But
for him.
If I had a choice between Kimbrel or Keuchel, I would take Kimbrel. I would take the bullpen guy.
I would take the bullpen guy. Here's the thing: in the playoffs, like that matters less. They have more times they can drive the bullpen guys harder. If you want a frontline starter or any starter, to eat innings and rest the bullpen in the regular season so they can make better use of Hader, that's great. But, they definitely are equipped to win a World Series right now. They basically just got unlucky last year. Their bullpen game, they lost 2-1. They gave up 2 runs against the Dodgers. They pitched great. Offense was the problem. Get Hira. He'll fix that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a sensible call. I mean, I like that call. I'm talking about...
Yeah, call in more.
Oh, that's a good call. And that's exactly what I'm talking about there.
I think we've entered a new era.
No, you're calling a sports talk radio station. That's good.
Well, no, yeah. I've talked to Badger Noonan a ton online.
Okay.
I've never talked to him in real life.
I like here, because that's what we do. I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, on Twitter,
thanks, buddy. Good
people
to chat
can
with
call you.
You
names and this and that. But I mean, that's a call. Okay. That's a good that's a good call.
Well, let's give him a round of applause. You want to talk to Mark in Hartford?
Sure.
Okay. Mark, what's up?
Well, the way you throw around excellence for Hira is just a little bit too much, I feel, because from what I've seen, his fielding needs a lot of work yet. Wild throws, just his fielding and high fastball.
He's 23.
So
actually, is he younger than that? How old's Justin Hira?
Justin Hira.
How old is he?
What'd you say?
I haven't looked that up.
I'm talking about Justin Hira. You're saying he's an excellent player, he's ready for the bigs already, and he's not ready for the bigs.
He is. He actually just came up here and did very well.
Yeah, I mean, he's ready.
He did very well at the bat. He did not do very well in the field.
He made a mistake. He fell down and stayed down. That was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, he's got like all young guys do. He's got some work to do, but he shows.
He's got work to do.
Well, he does.
And soon as the pitching figures out that he can't hit a high fastball for nothing, I mean, I want him up here. Don't get me wrong.
Would you rather have Keston Hira or Justin Hira?
A little too far because you see some bad bat numbers, and that's why you want him so bad. You're willing to give up the errors and not just bad decisions.
Oh, I think we've seen enough. I think we've seen two. Again, I know 2 weeks is a small sample size, but I think we've seen enough of Hira to know, the guy can. I mean, is he going to be a Hall of Famer? We don't know about that, but we've seen that at least he can hit major league pitching.
Okay, thanks.
And he's better than what they've been running out there at second base so far this year. They've got the most production. Well, again, Perez, good against left-handers. I get that. But, second base has been a bad spot for them. Among other positions for them this year. If you want starting pitching, you're going to have to give up possibly a top of the line guy. If that's you, if you want an ace, you want an ace. Bart, you want an ace. You've been telling me for years you want an ace.
Yeah, but what was my caveat?
Well, giving up top prospects.
David, very sensible guy.
Sure.
Tweets in. Says, Chuck, I don't think fans don't want to get Zach Greinke. Fans don't want to give up Hira.
I think it's more along the lines of that. Yeah. If we didn't have that 2 week sample size of Hira, that's what it is.
No.
I think it is.
No.
Oh, I think it's more because people saw Hira play.
Keston Hira.
I think because they saw him play and they think, okay. Because they saw him play. They actually saw him play. Hira could walk in a room. Nobody would recognize the guy, but we've seen him out.
That's not true. He had a huge line at the On Deck event. Everybody knows what Keston Hira looks like.
Everybody does. We just had a guy who couldn't even pronounce his first name. I mean, don't say everybody knows who Keston Hira. Hell, Not everybody in this town knows who
Kira
Chase
all day.
Hera. Not everybody knows what Chase Anderson looks like in this town. He's been part of the rotation on and off, but I think you give Brewer fans too much credit.
No, I'll tell you, for me, my feelings about Keston Hira did not change when he was up here, but and when he was not up here. I feel the same.
Okay.
Keston Hira is going to be a wonderful ball player and should not be traded.
Okay, but I would venture a lot of the, most of the people, many people, not all, didn't know the history of Hira and read into Hira maybe like you did.
This show's been on Keston Hira since he got drafted. We had him on the day after he got drafted.
Yes. Well, I'm giving you credit there.
Well, then you're saying that I'm not doing a good job spreading the word of Keston Hira.
Well, no. We're not
who
the
goes
only
by the nickname Justin.
We're not the only one. Yeah, in Hartford he does, at least.
David continues to say, I think there are ways the Brewers could get Greinke, but not sure if the Brewers would make that move. The Brewers organization values their starting pitching already too highly.
Yeah, I mean, what it takes to Greinke, only Arizona knows, or you know, around the baseball circles really know. But you would think it's going to take some prospects to get him away from Arizona. You know, and who's they got 2 years left of his contract. If Arizona's, they're going to take the highest bidder. I mean, if it's the Phillies or whoever, the Cubs, I don't know, whoever it is. They're going to hold out for the best possible bait to get him away.
Well, I'll tell you who I don't want to trade, and that's Jeremy Jeffress, and he will be joining the Bill Michaels Show today, 1:35. They're going to talk to Adam McKelvey around 11. Bill Michaels and Jeremy Jeffress about 1:35 today. When we come back, we will talk about the one thing that we are not supposed to talk about in sports radio this week. Not supposed to do it, we're going to do it. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
What's Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, Chuck and Winkler here. Frames, that's Winks. Horvey coming here in a second to tell us what we did wrong. This part of the show brought to you by Ram Truck Month. Do you want another truck or do you want the all-new Ram 1500 Motor Trends 2019 Truck of the Year truck? Come in now during the Ram Truck Month for deals like no other.
Are we allowed to talk about O.J. Simpson?
Yes.
Why would we?
Well, O.J. Simpson comes out over the weekend. He's on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to play you his first tweet.
Okay.
I think this is his first tweet. He's tweeted, if I check lately, three times.
Three times. We could play them all,
and
right?
And they're all videos.
Yeah.
So here's his first one.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
I got a what? I got a little get. You're OJ Simpson. You're saying I got a little getting even to do?
Yeah.
For the sake of the segment, he allegedly murdered two people.
Well, he
was not convicted of that murder.
Although, I could never understand why you have to pay money for a civil case, yet you're, by the law, you're innocent or not guilty.
He also went on to write the book about If I Did It, describing how he would kill the two people if he did kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time he did an interview with a lady, and as a joke, he knocked on her dressing room door, and she opened the door, and there was OJ with a knife going like this.
Oh, really?
He's got a weird sense of humor.
And he went to prison.
And he went to prison, and he tried to steal some of his stuff back, and he's still on the hunt for the real killers.
And the crazy thing is the OJ Twitter stuff over the weekend wasn't even the weirdest Twitter stuff, because on Father's Day, can we talk about Bill Cosby? I mean, we're doing OJ.
How did Bill Cosby tweet from prison?
Right.
How's that getting done?
He probably has the easiest life in prison. He's probably sitting there eating pudding pops, watching reruns, hanging out with Theo.
Speaking of prison, you see Monday from morning, a guy who does our show, morning show in WFAN Radio in New York, started his 3.5-year prison sentence.
Oh, Carton?
Craig Carton for his Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, 30 years, man.
No, 3.5. Could have got 30 years.
30, right? Okay, so three and a half. Probation.
Yeah, 3.5.
I don't understand how prison works anymore.
I don't want to know.
Well, if they have heard of you, you get out.
Right.
If you're famous and white.
It's just like...
Come on now.
It's just, yeah. It's just like if you get sick and you're rich, you get the best medicine.
How do you explain OJ getting out? He's black.
Let me just play you his
tweets. Rich.
Instead of
Jeez.
Doing this.
Yeah.
So, but I saw a lot of people, and they're very critical, because I quote tweeted OJ, and I said, well... If I'm OJ and I'm starting a Twitter, well, first of all, if I'm OJ, I'm not allegedly murdering anyone. And then secondly, I'm not putting in a Twitter account out there saying I've got a lot of getting even to do. But there's so many people in our business and just normal humans that are saying, don't follow OJ. It's despicable. You're almost worse for interacting with OJ.
Mm-hmm.
And you should read his mentions. It's a lot of like, that tweet killed me.
Yeah.
Just a lot of stuff like that.
Okay, references.
It's almost like you're worse for... It's like I'm worse for playing this stuff to an audience than anything OJ ever did.
So,
is worse.
What did Bart do on his day off yesterday? He read OJ's mentions.
Am I a bad person because I enjoyed the movie Ghost Dad and I really liked OJ's acting career a little bit?
Naked Gun?
Naked Gun, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ghost Dad was great. So here is OJ on Father's Day. He decides to address the rumor that Khloe Kardashian is his daughter.
Okay.
Have you heard that rumor before?
Yes.
And so OJ wants to settle the score. Mm-hmm. This is one of his getting evens to do.
Okay.
Happy Father's Day from OJ Simpson.
Hello, Twitter world. This is yours truly. You know, this is my first venture into the social media world, and it's amazing, you know, especially how quickly they can put up counterfeit sites. Anyway, we'll deal with that. My life has always been involved in the sports world, and I suspect as the weeks go on, that's pretty much what we'll be talking about. But once in a while, I'm going to go off topic and talk about something else, and this is one of those times. You know, Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy. He met and married Chris, and they really had a terrific time together when they were together. Unfortunately, that ended. But never... And I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris romantically or sexually. And I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless. Khloe, like all the girls, I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here. But the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine.
O.J. Simpson on Twitter.
Oh, clearing it up, okay.
So I'm going to come on to Twitter and defend myself.
Put him in a hot tub and basically you're watching a Chuck Freeman video.
I like how he says he's coming on Twitter to talk fantasy football.
He needs to clear his voice or something. Why is his voice so hoarse?
College football, NFL football, and defend himself from murders.
Because it's been 30 years of him going, killers, are you out there? Real killers, I'm right. Coming for you.
Yeah.
I'll find you. You get hoarse after a while.
Yeah.
Is it not polite? Is it faux pas to talk about? I just feel like we can't talk about OJ.
I'm just surprised you're making fun of a black guy.
Wow.
So I'm going to, let's honestly, I got some breaking news, and I think this is the perfect time for it. I got a Woj bomb, kind of.
Is it about Al Horford?
Yeah, so it's kind of boring. You already saw the news?
I mean, if they're going to...
Al Cowlings.
Al Horford's going to decline to exercise his $30 million option for next season. He's going to become an unrestricted free agent. So the Celtics... Going to be down to Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum,
mm-hmm.
and about 375 first-round picks that they couldn't package.
Yeah, but don't they want to re-sign him?
They do, but is he going to want to re-sign in Boston? You just look how the season ended. Kyrie's gone. Mm-hmm. He's all but gone. And
Where else is he going to go?
I feel like the thing with Kyrie, yeah. especially in these young guys, it's the same thing with Jimmy Butler in Minnesota. Nobody wants to play with young dudes anymore because they're all immature.
Yeah, but what... I hear that. Boston, what's wrong with playing in Boston?
Nobody wants to. People want to win now.
Okay.
The super teams are back.
But you don't have a shot at winning in Boston?
No, not if Kyrie leaves.
Well, I mean, if you...
And you didn't land Anthony Davis, so which free agent are you bringing in? If you get Kawhi, you're not
After you missed out on Kawhi already.
You're not going to win the title with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown as your two superstars.
No.
And well, Gordon Hayward, who...
And they should have given up Tatum for AD.
Oh, yeah.
In a second.
What are the Celtics saving all these assets for?
Well, I thought for Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Why? You see, the Nuggets had a shot at Anthony Davis, too, and they didn't want to part ways with Jamal Murray, who I love, but Anthony Davis, man, just last year we were talking about this is the best player in the NBA. He's 26 years old. I guess the only thing I'd worry about is the injury history and the fact that he's never actually really won anything in the playoffs outside of last year.
Davis, I'd give up 10 first-round draft picks for that guy.
Oh, same here.
Yeah.
Same here.
Oh, Anthony Davis, man.
Do the Lakers win a title with Davis and LeBron? I saw that question posted, and I thought that was a pretty good one.
Five for frames.
Yeah, that's we go somewhere down the line. We got a long summer yet.
Ghost Dad, OJ.
We got a long summer talking about Zach Greinke to the Brewers, free agency, and why the Bucks didn't re-sign Chris Middleton.
That's happening. Let's make clear that Zen Greinke is not coming to the Brewers.
He's not.
But for those that just tuned in.
But he's going to be on the trade block.
Right. And Chuck would give up the entire farm for him.
I'd give up Keston Hira.
Justin Hira.
Jeff Hira.
It's Chuck and Winkler. Bill Michaels up next. They'll have Adam McKelvey. They'll have Jeremy Jefferson coming up later today. We'll be back tomorrow. Ask us anything. Your chance at Summerfest tickets as well. Ryan Horvath, Chuck Freeman, Bart Winkler. We're back tomorrow at 6.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.